I'm Jackie Harris with WNPR News. Storyteller Helena Byrne is a Shaughnessy, a traditional Irish storyteller who passes on Irish folklore, and she is coming to Connecticut this week to perform her stories. In the 18th and 19th centuries, Shaughnessys were traveling storytellers who were welcomed into Irish villages to entertain and bring local news in return for food and a place to sleep. Now Shaughnessy Helena Byrne says her role as a storyteller is to keep Irish folklore alive. Many of these stories she tells are about the fairy folk in Ireland.
And when I say fairies, I don't mean Tinkerbell. I don't mean the Pretty Little Winged Fairies. These fairies were actually feared and they were respected by Irish people. They were characters that you didn't want to offend, you didn't want to disrespect, because there would be terrible consequences if you did.
Her grandfather once told the story of a fairy funeral that he'd witnessed.
My grandfather was out on the road one night coming back with his horse and cart, and the horse got completely spooked and wouldn't move, wouldn't budge an inch. And then my grandfather realized a fairy death coach was passing by. So he had to do the respectful thing and he removed his cap and just pressed it to his chest and sat perfectly still until the horse began to move again and gave sign that the death coach had passed on.
Byrne plans to incorporate fairy folklore with stories of the potato famine in Ireland when she performs this week at the Ireland's Great Hunger Museum in Hampden. It houses one of the largest collections of art devoted to the famine in Ireland. The failure of the potato crops in 1846 led to mass starvation, disease, and emigration. Byrne says that the story of the famine and the story of Irish beliefs are not completely separate things.
Because people truly believed the fairies were real, then when the potato crop began to fail, some people were thinking, well, maybe it's something that we've done to upset the fairies, or maybe it's something to do with God, with our Christian beliefs as well. So they put holy water over the crop in an effort to save it.
Shaughnessy Helena Byrne is performing at the Ireland's Great Hunger Museum at Quinnipiac University tonight. Jackie Harris, WNPR News.